These are our confessions. That was symphonatic. Is that a word?
I'm not sure that it is, but welcome back to another episode of Confessions, one of our favourites.
We also just learned that we sound like Muttley. Wait, listen to this, guys. Listen.
My laugh is a wheeze.
Listen to this. If you guys have not watched, what TV show is that off? Anyways, it's a cartoon character. His name is Muttley, and he laughs like both of us.
We wee. So last time what we realised in Confessions is that we were laughing, but you couldn't hear us laughing. It just goes silent. It's like a little wheeze.
It sounds like Muttley.
I can't even do it, but you'll hear it again, no doubt. But we are back with some confessions, and I am ready.
We are ready for this. We've got some good ones.
We're ready for you to confess your sins, our child.
Imagine. Rose is again sporting her nun headwear, and it is adorable.
Actually, I really am digging her.
You just need your, what was that little bib?
Yeah.
Please bring it next time.
It's the habit.
Yeah.
The habit, like full get up. I mean, like we said before, you don't confess to a nun, but here we are.
Let's go for it. You read out the first one.
Okay. I have an incredible job in a corporate role, but I got the job on a fake resume. I used a pile of resumes that I was going through at my old workplace. I feel bad, but my career now is amazing.
This 100% took me back to the Jennifer Lopez movie Second Act, where she faked her like education and went for a job that she smashed it in. Like, this is 100% from the block.
I haven't seen it, but I'm like, she's obviously smart enough to do the job, and it just goes to show.
I'd be screwed.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Day two, they'd be like, where did your resume come from? Because you don't have any of these credentials.
I'd just be sitting there pretending.
I'm like, I don't know how to spell.
I mean, she feels bad, but she's got a career now. But I'm like, I would be always scared that like that lie was going to come out.
Same.
And they're like, remember that time that you worked at that place? And you're like,
I'm introducing you to somebody who also worked alongside you. Do you remember this person?
And you're like, no, I don't think we're in the same department.
Oh, my God. Good on you, babe, but that's scary.
Yep. I'm like, you know what? Goes to show that your education.
Don't mean shit sometimes.
Exactly.
Fake it till you make it.
Well, she is, mate, and she did make it.
Okay, let's go to, I haven't had sex in 6 years. Or was it 6 months?
It was 6 months.
Six months? It was 6 years.
It was 6 years.
I haven't had sex in 6 years, and I don't even think I remember how to do it anymore.
Who the fuck would? 6 years?
You're dry. Well,
she gonna be dry as a nun's nest. Dry as my little fake nun's nest. Like, it's drier, probably.
Well, it could be wet, but maybe it's just not ever had any action.
6 years?
Might be a few cobwebs.
I'd say so. But babe.
Also, this makes me like super interested because even if like you haven't been in a relationship for 6 years, modern day world, like aren't people going out on tin and like Tinder, getting like some pee?
I would say so, but maybe she's not confident. I think maybe the longer you leave it, like the less confident.
Is it just like riding a bike though?
I'd say so, baby.
Just get on it.
Riding a bike without the seat.
I think she just needs to go out and just do it. And just if it's embarrassing the first few times, oh well.
I don't even think it'd be embarrassing. How embarrassing can it be?
Maybe she's forgotten how to gyrate.
Maybe she's forgotten how to orgasm herself. Like, get some toys.
Nah, but surely she's...
She's servicing?
Fang-dangling. I just made that up.
Honey, if you haven't had sex in 6 years, we do hope you're fan-dangling in some way, shape or form. But... You will remember how to do it. Honestly, it can't. It's riding a bike. It's riding a bike.
Could you ride a bike?
Huh? Can you ride a bike?
I don't know. I think so. I haven't done it in a while. Same.
Same. Okay. We accidentally used hand sanitizer instead of lube straight on my pussy.
Was it inside or on the outside?
I don't know, but they've used it as lube, so I'm assuming like
that's maybe she's burn. Quickly put it on.
How wouldn't she know that she was feeling fresh immediately? She's like, I laugh now, but at the time I was not. No doubt. How did they
Would that burn?
Yeah, well, it's alcohol. It's pure alcohol.
Yeah, but if you spill alcohol in your puss, would it hurt?
Yeah, but that's like, I don't know, it's like 99% alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, was this
Should we test this out?
Was this during COVID? I mean, you were fresh.
At least your puss wasn't getting COVID.
Protection at its max, baby.
All right. I want to break up with my best friends. My best friend.
Yeah.
She treats me badly and mocks me jokingly in front of people. I think the breakup is pretty serious. Have you had that conversation with her of like, hey, you constantly do this and I don't like it? If you've already had that conversation and she's still doing it, then break it off.
I agree. Because that's a red flag. That's a red flag in a friendship.
I mean, I mock you sometimes, but we do it jokingly and
– yeah, but you're not putting me down. Like, no. This sounds like she's mocking her jokingly in front of friends. And
it's making it, like, embarrassing.
Like, she's the butt of the joke every single time. Yeah, okay. But she treats her badly as well. So
– yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It depends on the context. I think definitely have that conversation of, like, hey, you're doing this and I don't like it.
Yeah. But it's going to feel like a relationship breakup, I think, and I'm obviously saying she's wanting to break up with her best friend. It's probably why she hasn't done it yet. It's going to feel like shit. And sometimes we hold on to friendships that are no good for us anymore.
Mm. Because I pronounce things wrong all the time and people pick it up and make fun at me about it. But I actually think it's funny.
Yeah.
I don't get offended. I'm like, yeah, I can't pronounce things.
But what if that was one of your closest friends that made it feel like it wasn't
like
a joke?
Like you're stupid.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a friend.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, have the conversation, but also if you've got to do it, let it go. Like, life's too short to have shit friends.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
High five to our friendship.
Yeah, let's do.
All right.
See, my Muttley laugh. I accidentally downloaded porn on my work computer and I had to call IT to stop the icons popping up everywhere.
First of all, it wasn't an accident.
Accidentally, quotation marks, download a porn. How do you accidentally download porn?
Unless something popped up and you're like, oh, that looks interesting, download. Oh, whoops, it's porn. Does that even happen?
I don't know, but I'm like, imagine, honestly though, imagine having to call your IT department down and go, oh, hey, I don't know how this happened, but there's like little porn icons everywhere. I'm just so shocked.
Also, do they have to let your boss know?
Well, why the hell?
What was the call down to the desk for? Oh, she had porn popping up on her
computer. I'm sure this is going to HR. Do you still have a job?
Yeah. What kind of porn were you downloading?
Just DM us later.
Okay. Oh, yes. This is good. I accidentally called my boss daddy on my first day.
But hold on, I have questions. How? What was the context?
Like, hey, daddy, can I borrow your pen? Like, how did you call him daddy?
Was it a joke?
No, I don't think it was. I think she accidentally, like, she went to go call him and she said daddy. But also, why are you saying daddy?
I was like, who's your daddy? Was he a good looking boss?
Imagine if he turned around and said, yeah, I'm your daddy. No, the rest of the story was that HR called her into the office, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, no, that was something else. No.
Was that, I thought that
no.
was.
No, was that with that one? No, it wasn't. So she called her boss daddy.
She did.
Awkward.
Yeah, I know. On your first day, babe, leave that at least, you know, for a couple of weeks, a month.
Keep that for the bedroom.
Okay. Oh, I went to my friend's party and it was a great night. We were all drunk and I took a muffin for the ride home. In the morning, I found my friend's doorknob on my bedside table. They still wonder what happened to it. It was me.
How do you think a doorknob is a muffin? And what are you on?
What did you do? Pull it off the fucking door? Oh, that looks like a nice muffin. I fucking dismantled the door.
I'm just picturing though, like, was she having a nibble on it?
All I'm saying is she's fucking lucky that she didn't go for a bite in the middle of the night.
She would have broke some teeth.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. This has happened to me in another way. So, like, when we went on leavers, we, you know, you go a little bit wild and we were in the car doing some stuff. And my friend kept turning the volume up on her in her car. And I was like, oh, it's just too loud in here. It's too loud. So I kept turning it down and she kept turning it up. So I pulled the knob off the volume and I put it in my jeans pocket. And I forgot about it. I forgot I even did it. And for a year, she was using a pair of pliers to turn her volume up. And one day I put those jeans back on and put my hand in the pocket and I was like,
oh no,
there's the volume knob. And I gave it back to her as a present. And she's like, you bitch.
I would have hated you. I would have been like, this dog had my knob the whole time.
You had my knob. I didn't know I had her knob. And she was like, you know, I've been using these pliers for a year. And I said, if I would never put these jeans on, you would have been using them for the rest of your life, mate.
Also, how cheap is it to buy a new knob? Can you?
Yeah, but we were like 18.
Oh.
We were babies.
And she used pliers for the rest of her life.
I know. And she had a car that was so bung. And if she's listening, she'll laugh. She had an old 1985 Suzuki.
Oh,
no,
Jesus.
Not Suzuki. A Barina? Is it a Suzuki Barina?
Datsun.
Or the door. Okay. My dad used to be freaking out when I used to go with her because one day, like, he found her door handle on the ground. Like, so we drove off and her door, the handle off her door fell off. And he's like, can you please give this back to your friend? I found it on the driveway. And I was like,
oh my God.
She had the shittiest
These
car.
Days, that would be yellow sticker.
You wouldn't even be allowed to drive that shit.
Mm.
What do we got? Oh, I love this one because it's me.
Is this actually you?
No, but it is also me.
Okay.
So I'm an adult and I didn't know that pickles are pickled cucumbers and not their own vegetable.
Yeah. I think I thought this, but also, like, don't cucumbers grow on a tree? No. Like,
so I was like, cucumbers, because they're so tiny, the pickles are tiny. I was like, how can that be? I thought it was its own breed.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, I thought cucumbers grew on a tree.
Yeah, and this bish thinks of fucking you're picking cucumbers off the tree. No, you're picking cucumbers or picking gherkins? No, they grow
on
the
same thing.
Gherkins and cucumbers are the same.
And pickles, they're all the same. Why are they called gherkins?
Yeah, but that's my point.
Gherkins and pickles are the same as cucumbers, just the pickled version.
Yeah, but sometimes there's pickle on the jars. There's like pickled cucumbers and then some say gherkins.
I need to Google this.
Oh, yeah. So I'm not the only dumb one here.
Anyways, and why are they so tiny?
Yeah, well, they don't come off trees. They come
They're
off
like
the
premature. You're picking the babies.
I know. No one wants a tiny one.
Nah.
I like a big pickle.
Big juicy one. Okay. I literally love everything made from tomatoes, except for I hate tomatoes.
These are nice and gentle confessions, aren't they? But what do you mean?
So, like, tomatoes taste like tomatoes. Like, she means like the oval processed stuff, like tomato sauce, ketchup, pasta sauce, like the tomato-y stuff.
Anything made from tomatoes.
Pizza-based tomato sauce. Like anything made from tomatoes, but she hates tomatoes.
She actually hates the tomato. I suppose they have a little bit of a different flavour when they're just a tomato.
No, it's just mashed with a bit of salt.
Yeah, I suppose. You know what? On the radio, I actually heard someone say, I don't like potatoes.
Nuts.
And I was like, what the fuck? Like, how?
I don't know. They're the most delicious thing in the whole world.
There is nothing you can't do with a potato. Straight away, my mind went to the gutter.
I went
to the gutter. I was like, well, there is certain things you can't do with a potato, but literally everything else.
Mashed potato. Do you know what, though? You hate hash browns, which is weird.
I don't like hash browns. They're gross.
They're
she buys
crunchy,
me a hash brown all the time.
They're delicious. Nah. They taste good cold.
Oh, oh yuck. No. There's texture. It's a texture thing. There's texture and it like
what
breaks
about
apart.
Potato rosti?
Yeah, I kind of like them. It's a different
weird.
Texture.
It's kind of like a hash brown.
No, it's not.
Oh, beg to differ.
Yep, it's different. Let's agree to disagree. Yeah, I know. How can't you love mashed potato, chips and gravy? Oh, so good. You've got problems, girl.
Real problems. Okay. Oh, well, this one's actually my confession. So you guys have all probably seen Scream. The movie Scream came out when I was probably 13 or 14. Don't know. Anyways, in one of the scenes, they're walking to their car and they get their ankle slashed. Like the person is under the car. So anytime, 6 p.m. onwards, I jump into my car. I don't stand close enough that I can get my ankle slashed just
so
in case.
She literally like hops into her car.
Yeah, like I'm a good meter away. I make sure of it.
I just can't. And so pre 6 p.m. you get in the car normal.
Pre 6 p.m. no worries at all. No one's going to slash my ankles. After 6 p.m., even if it's 5:45, I'm all right to jump in. 6 p.m. onwards.
as soon as the dark falls.
I'm like, I'm going to get my ankle slashed. I need to jump into my car.
Fuck, fucking, we're weird. Humans are weird, aren't we?
I don't know why it goes back to that scene, but it does. And that scene, like, triggered me. I don't know why, but.
I can tell.
I'm scared.
Look, we have to thank you for today's confessions. They were nice, lighthearted. Look, all we can say is if you haven't had sex in 6 years or even 6 months, make sure you do fandangle yourself, like Crystal said. Don't call your boss daddy on the first day.
No.
And honestly, if you're that drunk and you're taking people's doorknobs home, I mean, you probably should have stopped drinking prior to that.
Or whatever you took, you probably shouldn't have taken. And I hope your teeth are okay. And I think you need to give your friend their doorknob back.
I think, like, wrap it up and give it to them in a present. But to finish today, what we were going to do is a would you rather.
Yes.
Here's the question. Would you rather be cheated on?
Or be the cheater?
Be the cheater. And more specifically, would you rather be cheated on and not know about it and just continue living your happy life, your oblivion?
Mm.
What would you rather be?
I would rather be cheated on.
Would you?
Yeah. Because first of all, I could never cheat. Like it's just not in me.
Yeah.
I could never ever cheat. So I would rather be cheated on, but then I would want to know about it.
You would want to know. You would rather find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I can't. I want truth. I would prefer to live in truth and know.
Yeah.
I would rather. It's a real tough one. I was like, I don't want the hurt. I don't want to hurt somebody else.
Neither.
But also I was like, fuck, like, would I rather cheat than be the one being hurt? Like, but I couldn't cheat.
But you're also causing hurt.
It's a
very tricky one.
It's a tough one. If I was being cheated on,
yes,
I 100% would prefer to know.
Same. The people that say they don't want to know, why don't you want to know? You're going to be with that person, and are they going to continually cheat on you?
Yeah.
Behind your back, or like I wouldn't want to be touching that D after I knew that it had cheated on me.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, where are you been? Why are you juicy?
Why
are you juicy for
probably all the- got an STD.
But that's my point. Some people actually would rather live
without knowing.
Because they just would, like, they don't want to feel it. They don't want to feel negative. The hurt. No. That negative. Gives me the ick. So would you rather? Because in our last confession, we asked the question, would you call your baby a name that your friend, good friend or family member or sister had like dibs on.
Yeah.
It was divided. So 46% said that
they wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't do it.
But then how many said they would? Because that seems like a lot more.
Yeah. So would. And then we had a few messages saying first in, best dressed. Depends when the baby was born. So would you rather is our next question. Would you rather be cheated on?
Or be the cheater?
And would you rather know? Would you want to know or not know?
Or would you not want to know?
If you were being cheated on.
And if you were the cheater, are you telling them or are you keeping it to secret?
Yes. If you have cheated, I wonder how many people have and are taking it to the grave.
I would say a lot of people do that.
You know what else? Do you think that people that do cheat and then don't say anything, like,
regret it?
Yeah, not regret it, but like they wish that they could get it off their chest, like these confessions.
Probably.
But then the ones that tell you, so say your partner tells you, yes, I've cheated on you. Do you reckon they do it for their own guilt?
Most likely.
Because I don't think they're telling you for you. Because if you had any respect for that person.
You wouldn't have done it.
You would have said, look, I'm not interested. I'm not feeling the love anymore. I'm attracted to other people. Mm. Let's part our ways and give that person the respect.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when they tell you,
I feel like it's definitely to get it off their chest.
Yeah, it's to get it off their chest.
Or maybe they regret it and they're feeling guilty and they actually want you to know, I did this, but I wish I hadn't have.
Yeah, the fucking bastards. Anyway, would you rather? We're going to pose it. I'll pop it in the comments below. And, yeah, let us know. And remember to send in your confessions because we absolutely love receiving them.
You will always be kept anon. We will not tell your name out loud, but we will definitely tell your story.
Thanks, guys.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.